I'm just 3 days after finishing my 42.7 kilometer run through the finished forests and trails on my first ever marathon, which was a trail marathon. I did it in just under 6 hours, which is might sound like a slow time, but actually considering the terrain, I was very, very pleased with myself. Still, a six-hour run did leave me somewhat sore for the last few days. But something happens, because I've been saying about how too much strenuous exercise and too many days in the gym can affect your voice, and it can actually hinder how natural it sounds, and the ease of effort that it takes to use your voice becomes more difficult when you've been working out as opposed to when you're relaxed. And it got me thinking,
check out the big brain on Brad,
about those who are able to get through and sound just fine without having to do any extra relaxation work. When we're children, our voices develop and we learn to speak according to the world around us, our guardians, our parents, our peers, our siblings, and we not only model dialects and accents, but also sometimes pronunciation and the way we sound can be affected by how we grew up. And I wonder, the curiosity that I have is that, is it possible that we don't speak exactly in our natural voice because it's been manipulated so much and because we've modeled ourselves on others? Of course, we'd have to model ourselves on something. And if we modeled ourselves on our parents, well, we got the same genes, so perhaps that's more natural than if we had, for example, if we were fostered and we grew up in an orphanage and we had different people to learn from. These are just curiosities. This video isn't, you must do this to get your natural voice. This video is more, here's some suggestions and exercises that might help you find a way to drop in and relax into your body, so therefore you may be able to better discover what your voice could be, as opposed to perhaps what it is or what you've created it to be. Are you confused yet? I bloody am. Let's get on with it. First off, I know that in previous videos I've talked about using people to model your voice on, and it's not necessarily your instrument I'm asking you to change when I do that. It's usually if there's like inflections or accents or pronunciations that you like from other people, then why not copy it for yourself? If you're not happy with the way you do it and you like the way someone else does it, why wouldn't you change that? And why wouldn't you improve yourself? I don't see why you wouldn't want to. There are some voice coaches and dialect and accent coaches who say, why would you ever do that? You've got to find your own natural voice. And so there's a bit of confusion about what is your natural voice, what you should be allowed to, what's socially acceptable to change, and how you feel about yourself. And it is about yourself. You are you. You've got the right to do and express yourself as you wish. And so all I can do is offer you tools that might help find neutral, find your natural voice, because that's a really good grounding and starting place to grow from and change from. And this can be helpful because if there's something in your voice that you're not happy about, it could be that you are holding on to tensions. It could be that you're doing something a certain way that you've learned or got into the habit of that might not even be natural to the instrument that you use, being your body, being your voice. Make sense? Like I said at the beginning, with me running the marathon, I've noticed, I'm not sure if you can hear it, for anyone who watches this channel often, you might notice this, there's a bit of a strain. There's something that sounds a little restricted in my voice. And I know why. It's because I've got tension in my feet, my legs, my calves, my hamstrings, in my glutes, in my lower back, in my upper back, in my shoulders. And that's going to affect my neck, and that's going to affect my head and my jaw and all the muscles that support my voice and my larynx and my vocal folds. So just something in your feet, even something in your glutes can affect the sound of your voice. And I know that in order to overcome this, I need to do lots of relaxation work. And so one good way to kind of reset your body and reset your voice and find its more natural tones and resonances is to be relaxed. And how do we get relaxed? We do relaxation exercises. Now, this is a step-by-step video, but I'm not going to go through the exercises, but I will point to other videos like this one, which will be great for you to find that relaxation. Otherwise, this video is going to be 2 hours long. So you can do these in your own time. I'll go through the list and check out this video if you want to do the first one and practice that. And I recommend that you do that. Maybe save it, save a link to it. Come back afterwards or save to watch later. The purpose for finding relaxation is that when you take the tension away, your body is generally at its most optimum. You'll often hear voices from people who've had a massage seem to drop. I'm not sure if you've experienced that. Sometimes in the morning as well, when you're relaxed, when you get out of bed, you sound lower, deeper. There's more kind of resonance to your voice, and that is because of the relaxation, and there's less restriction. So what happens is that the muscles and the fascia and the everything that's made up in your body, nothing's holding on. It's relaxed, it's loose, things move. Vibrations, which are what the sounds that we hear when you create, you know, sound from your voice, with your voice, is much more resonant when it's able to move. So if there's anything restricting, it doesn't sound as large, it doesn't sound as clear, it's not as loud, it sounds restricted, like mine does right now. Anyway, whether you go through that video or not, just consider tension. If you've got anywhere in your body that's aching, any muscles that are overworked, or if you've been to the gym or running yourself, then you might want to try and get on a roller and do some relaxation work and build your way up. Start with your feet, go in your calves, into your glutes, into hamstrings and your glutes, and then, you know, open up some space in your ribs, and then kind of make sure your shoulders are relaxed and your head, neck, jaw. And if you can do all that, if you can make sure that's all kind of nice and limber and relaxed, you will probably notice a difference in your voice. And then you're kind of a little bit closer to that natural voice that we're talking about. The second step in finding your way to your more natural voice, and I hate using this term because it often gets misconstrued, is learning to breathe and speak from your diaphragm. Okay, so now the reason I hate this is because often when I say this, people tend to think that the diaphragm is the belly, and it's not the belly. If you're breathing without holding tension, and you're not trying to breathe up here, and you're actually using a diaphragm the way it should be used, then your belly might pop out a little bit more, but not because you're pushing it out, it's because the diaphragm, the muscle that's attached to your ribs all the way around here, moves down, and that pushes all the vital organs out of the way. But don't just think about it as going forward. You could think about it, perhaps it might be more beneficial to think of it as coming out the back and the sides, because your ribs move out in every direction, and you want the ribs, the muscles, the intercostals, to move out so the diaphragm can move down freely, so there's more space. And if you can do that in a relaxed manner, again, you need to relax first, what you'll find is when you start to use your voice, not only will it sound more rich and resonant, you'll have more air, more energy, and it'll be less effort to speak. A forced voice doesn't sound natural, right? It sounds like there's too much intention going into it, and there's too much pushing, there's too much effort, really. So the less effort, the more natural you're going to end up sounding. So relaxation is key, and learning to breathe with that relaxation might be a better way of saying diaphragmic breathing. But yeah, learning to breathe in a relaxed manner also, and allow the air to flow with the breath, as opposed to something that you just push and control all the time. That's going to help you further develop and understand what your natural voice could be. Step three is kind of then using the relaxation and the breath to find your resonance, because you have a habit of speaking, whether it's been modeled or you've developed it yourself, or however you've come to use the voice the way you do, you will have developed certain feelings about your voice. You'll notice it, or you won't notice it in certain parts of your body. And so when I talk about resonance, it's interesting to find out where when you speak you enjoy the vibration of the sounds that come out. Do you feel it in your head? Do you feel it here? Do you feel it down in your chest or in your belly? What's the experience? What's the actual sensations that you feel when you speak? And a good idea to find a natural resonance is, again, to be relaxed and breathing easy and deep naturally, because when you do start to speak from that place, it's like having a sigh. Where is that place? Where does the air land? Where does the air sort of naturally flow? Your vocal folds happen here. So the vibrations of your voice don't happen until they get through this area, because the sound of the voice is manipulated by the vocal folds, is created by the vocal folds. You see, air comes up through there, but then the resonance itself is where those vibrations hang, or how they move through the rest of the instrument. Think about like a trumpet or a trombone or an oboe, or different kind of instruments that you blow air through to create sound. They're different shapes and right? And what it is you can manipulate the shapes that you have, because you've got tissue and muscle and it can move around. And so, for example, the soft palate at the back can move up, your jaw can move down, your tongue can move around, and this will all affect and you could also have more air coming through the mouth or more through the nose, and this is all going to change the shape of your trombone, if you like. I'm sure if you're someone that does hold on to tension, then you're constricting the amount of resonance that you're able to have, and it might be that this resonance could be far richer and rounder, and actually, again, sound deeper in a sense. But then it would be more dynamic. You'll be able to go higher and you'll be able to go lower simply by being more relaxed. And it's that your body will change according to what you need and how you say things, as opposed to you controlling and pushing and forcing what you need to say. So resonance is an interesting topic, but yeah, finding your natural resonance and where your body naturally wants to be, again, it's going to come from being relaxed, and it's going to come from breathing and then developing an awareness of how you feel as you speak, and letting go of a lot of this tension again in your voice box. So experimenting with resonance is a great video for it here. It goes through some exercises that you can do to play with and find out how you can manipulate that for yourself. And then, of course, letting go of that control so you can speak more freely. I've talked before about recording your voice, and often it's in videos that refer to voiceover or articulation, or somehow in improving the sound and the quality of your articulation and pronunciation. However, it could also be interesting for you to listen to yourself when creating these changes. The trouble with recording yourself on a phone, for example, is it doesn't pick up the bass notes. It doesn't pick up the deeper tones, and if you're developing resonance, you might not really hear much of a difference. However, I would say you never know what you're gonna find by doing this. So perhaps it's worth, before doing any of these exercises that you go away to other videos, is record a passage or a poem or part of a script or something out of a book, a paragraph, and then just hold it in one position, speak into it, and then when you've done this whole thing and you've gone back and trying to find relaxation, breathing naturally, developing some resonance, and then when you can record your voice again and see if you notice any difference. It's always good to listen to yourself and analyze what you do and how you change, because you want to see progress. Well, you might not necessarily on a phone, but there may be something that you pick up anyway in your voice that you feel, Is that natural? Is that? Am I comfortable with that? Could I improve that? Or that I love that. That's very good. I'd like to keep that. I wouldn't want to change that. So by recording yourself, you're able to self-analyze. And I think self-analysis is hugely underrated. So you're the best person to gauge whether or not you're happy with your voice, or whether or not you want to improve or change your voice in any way. It's not for me to say. I'm just offering, you know, ways in which you might. And obviously, if you clicked on this video, then you're probably interested in doing that. I would also say at this point right now that if you would like to get more of these videos, it's really helpful to subscribe and hit the notifications button, so then you know when something new is coming up. Also, leave a comment. I want to know if there's anything going on with you, with your voice. Is there any videos that I can make that would be beneficial? Because every once in a while I ask this question and I get not enough answers to really gauge how what's going on then, and who's out there, who's watching the channel at the moment, because it's always changing. As the algorithm changes, new people come along, old people go, and so just it's really good to keep in touch with that. So let me know if there's anything that I haven't covered or that I should cover again or go in more detail. That'd be great. The last step I'd say, and there's no other video to go to for this, is just practice. I go on about it, I bang on about this all the time, but by practicing consistently and daily, if having a more natural voice or improving or changing your voice is something that you want to do, you can't just do it once a week. It's something you need to work on and develop and play with. If you spend a good amount of time developing, analyzing, gaining, training, maintaining a voice that you want, then in the long run, it will be there for you. You don't have to completely always do this work, and unless you need to come back to certain things. But you spend the time now working on yourself daily, and eventually you're gonna be where you want, and it's possible. And trust me, I've been there myself. I was a terrible mumbler many years ago. I still do have the tendency to do that, but now I know I'm able to recognize and improve on how I am or how I'm being, and recognize when I need to change and what I need to do to change. So that's why I have this channel. This is why I share things with you, because I know what it's like to feel not heard or inaudible, and it can make you feel kind of lonely, and I understand that. So, you know, just do the work and you will grow, you will improve, and that's how it works. Very plain and simple. This is the end of the video. My name is Darren McStay. This is Improve Your Voice. And until the next time, what did I do that for? Look after your voice. I have so many tales to tell, and up till now.